Rave Radio. It's Gary K. You're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Ingram Micro. You can check out Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. As you know, they're a big distributor of big stuff in the AV industry. So I want to draw your attention today to an article online. Actually, it's a column slash blog written by a guy by the name of Mark Coxon, and it's titled, Will Life-Size and Polycom Be the Next Blockbuster Video? It's a great article about what could happen to Polycom and Life-Size and all of the hardware codec-based systems in video conferencing with them not paying attention to what's going on with soft codecs. Even Cisco's actually done a better job paying attention to the soft codec market and companies like Pexip, and of course consumer companies like Biscotti, Skype with Microsoft's Skype, have done a better job paying attention to what's going on with the soft codec market than Polycom and Life-Size. So it's a good sort of take on, could the same thing that happened to Blockbuster Video, which at one time was a $6 billion company, and less than half a dozen years later was bankrupt, could that same thing happen to a company like Polycom or Life-Size by not paying attention to the fact that everything's moving from a piece of hardware that in the case of Blockbuster you used to rent, or in the case of Polycom you used to buy, to a piece of software that's in the cloud that streams video both directions and audio both directions, allows you to have a video conference anywhere you want using any device you want, including an iPhone. So check out the article, the blog. It's titled, Will Life-Size and Polycom Be the Next Blockbuster Video? And comment on it. See what you think. See if you agree with Mark, if you agree or don't agree with him. Comment on the bottom. And of course, if you're Polycom listening to this, we'd love for you to comment too. This is Gary K. Have a good day.